Now I'm joined on the line with Bernard Mulvaney, People Before Profit, to talk about funding available for lift infrastructure at DART stations across Dublin. Good morning, Bernard. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you? Thanks for having us on.
You're most welcome. Pleasure's all ours. Bernard, we're talking about a €3.3 million investment by the NTA. Will this be to improve and repair existing lifts, or to install new ones, or a bit of both maybe?
Well, it seems to be that it's going to be a bit of both. That's what they're talking about in the initial stage of this first round of upgrades. So the €3.3 million is going into they've highlighted certain stations that are consistently out of order, and so they're tackling them first. In Dublin North, we have Clontarf, Raheny, Donabate, Balbriggan. Then out further, we have Malahide, Skerries, Rush, and Lusk. And these lifts would have been highlighted through our campaign for being consistently out of order and consistently inaccessible for everyone, for people with disabilities, for our elderly communities. So what they're looking at is in the stations where the lifts have been very, very inadequate, they're going to upgrade them with these new state-of-the-art lifts. They say that they're more robust, they're stronger, that they can take a certain amount of antisocial behaviour, but also that the environment itself, because the lifts are quite old, that was one of the things that was levelled at us, was that they kept failing due to different issues around the weather, like if there was ingress due to rain, or one of the ones we had a bit of a laugh at was the salt air was corroding the lifts. So they laughed themselves when they said that to us, but these new lifts seemingly are going to be like bulletproof. That's what they reckon. We hope they will be, because, I mean, the campaign...
We've kind of lost you there. Bernard, are you with us? Okay, we seem to have Bernard back on the line. Bernard, you're with us?
Great. But, just in relation to the constant outage of the lifts was causing great anxiety. And as I said, in Dublin Bay North, we've got the IWA, we've got the CRC, a lot of people that are living with mobility impairments and disabilities, and my own daughter is a wheelchair user. So this was really, it started a couple of years ago, and just more and more seemed to be a case of the lifts deteriorating and accessibility deteriorating. And like, the DART is a great piece of infrastructure, and it's quite inclusive in that it has stations all dotted along the Eastern Seaboard. And with the current climate crisis and everything and the narrative around, you know, people leaving the cars at home and stuff like that, we were looking at this going, this is all well and good, but when this don't work and people can't get up to get to platforms, to get on trains, to be able to access the public transport, there's no point in having that conversation until such a time as we have an inclusive, accessible transport network, which includes everyone. So we thought the likes of lifts, like, why are they constantly breaking down? Why are they constantly being left broken, and why aren't they being upgraded? And we did a little bit of investigating, and of course it boils down to one thing, which is funding, and just the fact that over a period of time there was no money put into them and they were just let run down. And we felt no, that needed to be highlighted now, because there was just a whole group of individuals that were constantly feeling abandoned, isolated, and very anxious about accessing this piece of public transport.
Yeah, so you've had a lot of problems with the lifts over the last 2 years on our DART stations. How did anyone with a disability gain access when the lifts were not working?
Totally
inaccessible, I was going to say.
Yes, well, this is the issue. Like, the young man who joined forces with me, is young Sean O'Kelly, and in 2016, see, Sean was left abandoned on the platform in Clontarf, because there was no information that the lift was out of order. When he got to Clontarf station, he got off the DART, but there was no one in the station, because the guard was going on to the next station. So there was no one in the station, and when Sean went to get the lift was out of order. So there he was, 23 years of age, full-time wheelchair user, and he was on the platform for 45 minutes on his own, and felt terribly vulnerable and quite afraid is the word I'd use, because he didn't know, am I going to be able to get off, or what's the story? So that's 2016, and myself and Sean are friends. You know, we said, you know, we need to work on how we're going to get this sorted, how we're going to get to bring this to the attention of people, that this inequality has to be rectified. So we noticed then over time more and more lifts seem to go out of order. Like on one day last year, we had 15 lifts out of 32 dark stages that were out of order. So that was 15 stations. 50% of the stations were inaccessible to anybody that needs to use a lift. And like in this day and age, that's not acceptable, really, is it?
No, it's not.
Bernard,
when will the works commence?
Well, the works have started. So they started. They started out in Malahide. That was the first station to start. They've now started in Raheny and in Donabate. So the works now, there's a full programme of works, how long the lifts will be out of order for, because some of them will be out for 6 weeks, and while they're installing these new state-of-the-art lifts, and there is measures in place, so they ask you that you contact the station, and they have alternative measures in place for people so that they can get a dart, or if it comes down to it, that they can offer them alternative transport to be able to get to public transport to get to their destination. So Irish Rail are putting in place the systems. We hope that the investment is going to be a strong investment, that these lifts will last more than just 12 months or 24 months, but that they're actually going to be, and we're not expecting lifts to work 100% of the time. We just want them to work most of the time, and when they do break down, that they will be fixed quickly. If you go anywhere else in the world, London, Sydney, Hong Kong, New York, any of these places, lifts are fixed very, very quickly. Sometimes here, lifts were left for, it could be weeks that they were left because they're waiting on parts and all this kind of stuff. And it's not acceptable anymore. So we want to see lifts fixed quickly. We'd like to see more staff in the stations as well, because people, that's another thing that's come out of this campaign. People are feeling vulnerable in the stations because they're empty. So we'd love to see Irish Rail said it last year, that if people, if that's what they wanted, if they'd like to see more platform attendance and stuff like that, that they'd be quite willing to engage and maybe implement that sort of a system where they'd have staff in the stations. We think that's vital, you know, because that would also protect the lift, because one of the arguments is antisocial behaviour. So if you've got footfall, if you've got high visibility in your stations, you're protecting the new lifts, you're protecting the taxpayers' money, you're protecting individuals, and everyone can feel safe about using this brilliant piece of public transport. And it is brilliant.
Yes. And speaking of which, would you agree that antisocial behaviour is more common in and in between the stations of Kilbarrick, Howth, Dunamead Junction and Clongriffin, all the way as far as Malahide and Howth as well?
We've had a couple of really good conversations with different individuals within the different organisations, the public organisation, Irish Rail and Transport for Ireland, and the lifts. See, the antisocial behaviour can sometimes be levelled in a broad manner, but the lifts that were there, they have a lot of little sensors, and they have a lot of sort of old technology which will be preventing anyone from ever getting hurt or whatever in a lift. And as one technician told me, if someone gets in the lift, so say, you know, a young person got in the lift and they jumped, they were messing and they jumped, that would set off some alarms, some triggers, and the lift would shut down. And that would be deemed as antisocial behaviour. Now, you know, I mean, as for, we've seen very little evidence of guys actually, or people going in and trashing the lift. It's more a sense of the lifts are old, and, you know, some people do, they might use the lift as a toilet, unfortunately, and that triggers sensors and the lift cuts out, and other antisocial behaviour. But if we're honest, you know, and we've done a lot on this now, myself and Sean, we talked to different agencies around the world. As I said, we were chatting with the New York Transport Agency and with Sydney, New South Wales Transport, like, and their lifts, they say they have the same issues at times. People sometimes can get aggressive with the lifts, if you want to call it that, but that the lifts should be able to take a certain amount, you know, and really boils down to the fact that it was underfunded, under investment along this piece of public transport that led to this. And the fact that in most of these countries, in Sydney, New York, and Japan, Hong Kong, South Korea, all the stations are staffed. You've got people in the stations, and that's proven to reduce antisocial behaviour. I mean, last year there was a report, Dublin City Council, they're on about building the tea rooms in Clontarf and Fairview, and they said that if they had footfall within their parks, it reduces antisocial behaviour by about 7.
Bernard, you're gone again, I think.
Or some guy's going to have a back or whatever, they think it's fun, you know, and unfortunately that can lead to issues. So we'd love to see staff in the stations, and it offers safety and security to people as well.
How many stations will benefit from the new infrastructure, roughly?
Well, for the first round in Dublin Bay North, you have Clontarf, Raheny, Donabate, Balbriggan, Malahide, Skerries, and Lough. So that's going to be this year. So it is. There's three more in the south side. So there's Dunleary, which has been an absolute nightmare of a station. Only before last Christmas, a young Irish wheelchair athlete, he got stuck in that lift. They had to prise the doors open and drag him out under the sort of between the doors. They dragged him out, and then they had to dismantle his chair and pull that out too, you know. And he's only 22, like, it was very, you know, and he's a young Paralympian. It was very upsetting. So Dunleary is going to get it's been constantly out. That's going to get a refurb, so it is. And then there's one other station then in Fingal, in Leo Radker's constituency. That's getting an upgrade as well. But the majority of upgrades will be in Dublin Bay North, because we highlighted how poor and how sort of we felt very neglected this side of the Liffey as well. So, the stations themselves also, there's issues with stations too. They need to be, you know, upgraded a bit. Like, a lot of the time they're left to go sort of without in disrepair, and it's not really acceptable anymore, because we're going to be relying on public transport to tackle the climate crisis. And if we haven't got a really good inclusive public transport network, how can we do that?
Yes. Actually, apart from the DART, Irish Rail, I believe they're planning to include installation of new lifts at Connolly and Pierce and some other stations across the country, not just only in Dublin.
Yeah, they're going to roll out. They have a full programme of upgrades. Now, what's very interesting about the campaign was that actually Irish Rail in itself were actually quite welcoming of us. The fact that we were highlighting the issue, because they had campaigned for years for extra funding, and they weren't getting it. And it was through the campaign and highlighting the issues that were affecting people. It was through that we sort of, in a way, Johnny, and it's sad to have to say this, but we sort of shamed people into going, you know, we need to put funding into this. We need to get this piece of public transport inclusive and accessible. And if we're really serious about the climate crisis and asking people, because, I mean, they tell us to leave the car at home, but if you're in a wheelchair, like, that's all well and good. Only one person can get on a bus. And a lot of the time, the buses now, they're getting stripped back. And if you can't get your lift up to your platform, how can you live an independent life? You know, because so many young people with disabilities now work. They get into the city. They do their job. They need the public transport. They feel safer than driving. Plus, there's all that argument that we have to move away from the motor car. And that's all well and good, but we need to have an efficient, accessible public transport system in place so that everybody in our community can avail of being able to be mobility, to get into town, to get around, go to the beach for the day, whatever they'd like. So, you know, that's the way forward, and that's what we need to do. And it needs to be across the whole state, because whatever, as bad as it is in Dublin, it can be just horrendous down the country.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Right, so we're going to leave it at that. And Bernard, congratulations on a great job well done, because you really pushed for this over the last 2 years, you know. So thanks again for joining us today, and was great talking with you, and all the very best, and take care.
Thanks very much, I really appreciate the support. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Talk again. Now, that was Bernard Mulvaney, People Before Profit. He was talking about funding available for lift infrastructure at train stations across Dublin.